The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number is 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. I mentioned yesterday that the ultimate result of all of the anti-police sentiment that we're seeing everywhere, the demonstrations, the riots, the defunding of the police, the ultimate result of that is that the people who are shouting the most about police brutality, police abuse, and so forth, are the ones that are going to be hurt the most. Well, actually not the ones that will be. It's the ones that are. We're seeing crime skyrocket in minority communities. Look at what's happening in Seattle. Look at what's happening in Chicago. Look at what's happening in Los Angeles. Look at what's happening in Portland, Oregon. Look at what is happening in Columbus, Ohio. The Columbus police have been under severe attack, not only by the activists in the community, but by the mayor, the city council, and now, is this a coincidence? Look at what has happened to crime in Central Ohio since the all-out attack on the police. And again, who is being hurt the most? And I think I mentioned it was, I think it was yesterday I mentioned. Today, who would want to join any police force? I mean, who would want the job of a police officer? This extreme criticism is going to drive away the good recruits. Because why would anybody want to subject themselves to what police are having to put up with? Well, Bob, you have no idea what people are putting up with because of the police. Hey, listen, it's both ways, folks. It is both ways. I have a fascinating piece of audio to play for you. This happened in the Los Angeles area. A university professor is driving her car in California, and she's talking on her cell phone. That's illegal. I don't know whether it's illegal in the state or whether it's illegal in the particular community, but she is pulled over by an Hispanic cop. So here is a university female professor, and she's pulled over because she's breaking the law. You got the picture? This is in California. The police officer is Hispanic. The woman is a university professor. After she was pulled over and given a ticket, she filed an official harassment charge against the policeman who pulled her over. Until the police officer played his body cam footage, and everything changed. Here is the audio from the police body cam of this incident in California.
I don't know why I'm being harassed today, because I was going under the speed limit. I was going Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because...
Because you're a murderer. Because yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his...
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. Yeah. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting or none of that.
Do you have that picture?
And you scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Sure.
Jay? Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here you
stop,
go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me,
because
ma'am.
You're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
the
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me. I'm not smiling. You're the one who's crazy.
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. And you're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
is that what
I don't
that's
think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
Here you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasco.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear.
You want to be white.
Have a good day.
You want to be white.
Does that break your heart? And by the way, her six-year-old son was in the car with her. Can you imagine? You're trying to murder me. You're trying to murder me. And my son, you're frightening me. This is a university professor. I hope she is now a former university professor, now that this video has gone viral. And by the way, in this particular police department, I don't see it. I don't know the suburb of Los Angeles where this happened, but in this particular suburb, they don't have enough money to buy body cams for all of the police. This young Hispanic police officer who handled this situation incredibly well, bought his own body cam. Now, after this happened, she went and filed an official complaint against that police officer for harassment. Fortunately, he had purchased his own body cam, and the audio and the video, by the way, has come out as well. I wish this was an isolated incident. But sadly, with the anti-police movement in America today, this kind of thing is happening more and more often. And let me ask you the honest question again. Who would want to take that kind of abuse? Now, again, are there bad cops? Yes. But that young man should earn some kind of commendation for trying his best to de-escalate it, treating this woman who was treating him with unbelievable disrespect and racist, by the way. She was a flaming racist. And yet never lost his cool. I think that that interaction is far more typical than the ones that the mainstream media presents to us on a continuing basis. We have a real problem when our respect for authority breaks down, lawlessness erupts, and we're seeing that all over America. Quick break.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Speaking of police interactions, one of our listeners and a dear friend just sent me some statistics that I was just looking at last week, and I shared some of these with you. Now, if you are interested in facts and truth about police and their interaction with citizens, including, not just, but including unarmed blacks. Now, again, several commentators, talk show hosts have gone into black neighborhoods and have asked the question with an open microphone. How many unarmed black men do you believe are shot and killed by police every year? The typical response was anywhere from several hundred to thousands. That was the typical response in the black community when just asked on the street, hey, how many unarmed black men do you think are shot and killed by police every year? Typical response was anywhere from hundreds to thousands. All right? Sadly, that is the common perception. Well, not only the black community, that's the common perception across America today because of what's being reported in the mainstream media and liberal politicians and activists. Now, if you're interested in the truth and facts, listen. If you just care about emotion and hysteria and you've already made up your mind, then you might as well just turn the dial, turn the volume down, because this will not impact you at all. But here are the facts. There are an estimated 375 million annual U.S. police interactions with citizens. 375 million annual U.S. police interactions with citizens. In 2019, the most current statistics we have available, in 2019, out of 375 million, 999 ended in shooting fatalities by police. That is 0.0003%. 0.0003%. You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than being shot and killed by a police officer. Of those, this is 2019, 14 of those. Now, the average is about 25 to 27 unarmed blacks, but in 2019, it dropped. In 2019, out of 375 million U.S. police interactions with citizens, 14 unarmed blacks were shot and killed by police. You want to know what the percentage is? You got a piece of paper? Get ready to write some zeros. That is 0.00004%. out of all police interactions with citizens, how many unarmed blacks are shot and killed? 0.000004% in 2019, 14 total in the entire country. The common perception is it is at least hundreds and probably thousands. Of those, this is 2019. I don't know about 2020. Of those 14, only one of those was not attempting to resist or evade arrest. Of the 14 unarmed black men shot and killed by police, only one of them was not attempting to resist or evade arrest. So that would mean unarmed, not resisting arrest, that would be 0.0000003%. Those are the facts. Now, let me again state, I shouldn't have to say this, but let me again say, does police brutality occur? Yes. Should it be prosecuted? Yes. Should that police officer guilty of abuse be punished? Yes, 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 yes. And by the way, as we learn more about Chauvin up in Minneapolis, he had several problems during his career as a police officer. He had several complaints against him and so forth, and he probably should have been disciplined a long time ago by the Minneapolis Police Department, and they didn't. But the sad, sad, sad thing is, as I continue to say this over and over again, the liberal left does not care about facts or truth. They have an agenda. They create hysteria, emotion, fear by twisting, turning, perverting, and sometimes just downright lying about the facts. All right, quick break. And we'll be back.